DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, January 19th, and we just finished watching the final Raw on the road to Royal Rumble, WWE. Hard to think of what exactly everything they're doing here, but they definitely got a few things on the show to get us excited to talk about. So we're going to get into that on the most interactive post-Raw experience available, where we don't want to just talk ourselves all night. We want to hear what y'all out there got to say. Anytime during the show, if you have a thought, you can join the conversation. The phone line will be opening up around 11:30. If you want to get yourself in line on there, dial in area code 760-512-7247. We also have the chat room open. If you are not yet registered with Blog Talk Radio, register yourself there, get on there, and you'll be able to hear what's going down. And if you also want to join us via Twitter, you can join the hashtag RawPostShow to get your thoughts out there. In the meantime, though, us panelists will get things rolling. My name is Mike Payton, lead host here at Mega Powers Radio's Raw Post Show. Joining me this evening is the master of the Drew Crew, Mr. Drew White.
Even a giant steak isn't enough to keep Brock Lesnar happy.
Indeed. Joining us from across the pond, the bread salad master himself, Sean Walker.
Hello.
Hello. The host of Unanimous Decision MMA and Addicted to Anime, Mrs. Stephen Huego.
Yo, yo, yo.
And the person above vice president of SmartGoutMoment.com, Mr. Tony Mango.
Oh, you didn't know? It's Tony Mango.
You have a message.
Oh, you didn't know? Excuse me, sir.
All right, guys. We have a bit to talk about. A very interesting ending of Raw. It was the Raw debut of Sting. Cannot understate that enough. After all these years, finally getting Sting live on a Raw screen. Shit, what any quick thoughts just about that in general?
For those who've been waiting for it for years, hey, you finally got it, so don't complain about it now.
I'm disappointed he didn't sing Desert Rose.
did they play his theme music at all?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
At least WWE one, yes. As far as...
Do you still hate it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's disappointing.
As far as him showing up tonight, it was cool that they're progressing the storyline, and it was a nice treat. It was only for a few moments, so there's nothing too much to comment on, other than it led to another bullshit fucking distraction roll-up.
Indeed. I don't know how that's going to... You know what? I don't even mind that they did a distraction roll, because you know what? It actually makes sense with the story that they have here. Sting is the one causing all these distractions, being a thorn in the side of the authority. And, you know, it doesn't make Seth Rollins look quite as bad in the loss. I think it's fine what they did. Anyone else have an opinion as far as that's concerned, though?
When they do it like this, the distraction roll-up makes sense. When they do it every other week, that's when it's annoying.
See, you act like they do it every other week. They do it every episode of every show.
Yeah, that's my biggest issue is they're fine when they're done right and they're done in a lot less... But when they're done every week, it just makes every one, no matter how much it makes sense, awful. So, I'm not going to be happy either way about it.
As soon as I heard it was the handicap match between the three, I sort of tuned out until Brock Lesnar came out.
Well, the impact of this match in the end is that John Cena got the victory, meaning that we have reinstated the careers of Eric Rowan, Ryback, and Dolph Ziggler just in time for the Royal Rumble. We got the three men back on the roster. Presumably, they'll be put into the Royal Rumble match. Does this have any impact on what we may see happen during that match?
Oh, Rowan is so winning it.
I think they're going to get shitty numbers because of going against the Authority. Maybe Dolph Ziggler will be number one, Eric Rowan will be number two, and Ryback number three. But can't be too sure, but I imagine they're just going to make it difficult to either get to the Royal Rumble or difficult once they're in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, we're going to see what they do on SmackDown on Thursday. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do with them going forward, because also I wouldn't be surprised if they may have Daniel Bryan get an early number as well, as he's probably someone who will get an early number.
I don't know about the Royal Rumble, but my team is going to be changed.
Yeah, it changes every week. You're right about that.
Well, I think more so main event is going to be an indicator of what they're going to do rather than SmackDown, because they didn't really specify it, but they did say that main event is going to be replaced with this lottery special. And the only thing that they've said so far 100% is that it's going to look back on like great Royal Rumble moments and stuff. But the whole thing, the graphics and everything, and the fact that it's called a lottery spectacular or lottery special or whatever it was, you got to imagine that at least some of the people are going to be picking their balls for the, you know, the little tumbler thing. Mm-hmm. Not just picking balls. Their balls, not just like grabbing the crotches and stuff.
No.
They're not pulling an X-Pac from tonight.
We've had no setup as far as placing wrestlers with the Authority abusing their power, and you think that's something that they would do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd be like, oh, yeah, well, you're getting number one. Meanwhile, I don't know, Big Show is going to get number 30.
I bet they'll do it on Thursday, because they're putting a lot of stock in some of the stuff that's happening on Thursday now.
SmackDown is like still like a new pet thing for them being on Thursday. They haven't lost interest in that again yet.
Yeah. Well, that, and also, you know, I think they're, what was it, Daniel Bryan and Kane for, like, something with the Rumble.
If Daniel Bryan loses, he's out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guarantee if he wins it, Triple H is going to be like, yeah, congratulations. By the way, you're number one. Good for you, Al.
And I was expecting to be the Iron
Man. Like that happens.
I'm perfectly fine with that as long as he wins.
Yeah. A part of me doesn't think that if he gets one, I do not think he will win. I think if they do it, he might be the Iron Man, but I don't think he'll last the whole match necessarily.
What if Daniel Bryan is number one, makes it all the way to the end, where it comes down to just him and Roman Reigns? The Authority ends up helping Roman Reigns win, making a heel turn for him, which the fans are, you know, kind of turning on him anyway. Do like you did with The Rock. Make him heel, align him with the Authority figure, have him go into WrestleMania, which I guess would have to mean you'd have to have John Cena going in as the babyface champion, and have him become a star that night that way.
So you think Cena is going to be champion by then?
If you were going to play it out that way, that's the way you'd have to do it.
Yeah.
You couldn't have a heel Roman Reigns go in there against Lesnar, or could you? I guess we were talking before how Lesnar seemed more like a tweener tonight than anything. Maybe you could do it that way.
He got a good reaction from the fans tonight after his initial appearance. So, yeah, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. Is that how you would play it out, if anything?
I think it would be a wise thing to do with Roman Reigns, since the fans are sort of turning on him.
And they could do, like, the slow, methodical pace with him, because his skill isn't all the way there yet. So it makes sense for him to be terrible.
And if he's aligned with the Authority, Triple H and Stephanie can be his mouthpieces. Even Seth Rollins, to an extent, can speak for Roman more.
Yeah, nah, exactly.
I don't think they're going anything close to that. I think we're sticking it pretty simple.
And what's that?
Roman Reigns wins.
Just Roman Reigns wins as the continued Superman babyface?
Yep. Daniel Bryan, if he does get placed at number one, he lasts quite a bit of time, and he gets knocked out by Seth Rollins.
To be fair, I honestly, going into this Rumble, and I guarantee you on Wednesday when we do Smack Talk and we do our predictions and stuff, I'm not going to know who I want to win or who I'm going to pick to win. Because I am honest, this is going to be a tough Rumble to pick to win, because there's so many options for once. It's not like in the past where it was clearly obvious that Batista was going to win, or a couple years ago that Cena was going to win. There's multiple options that they could go about this.
I keep hearing you guys say that. I really think there's only two. It's Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. I think there's like a maybe there's some people that I wouldn't quite be as surprised if they got it. And that's like, you know, you got your Dean Ambrose's, your Bray Wyatt's, and even Randy Orton, I think, is someone's name who should be mentioned. Dolph Ziggler, and hell, why not throw Ryback in there as well?
I throw Seth Rollins in there as well.
Did you mention Ambrose? Because Ambrose is
definitely Ambrose. He mentioned Ambrose.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Ambrose wins, I'll be more pissed off if he wins than fucking...
The way he's been losing so much lately.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, that's why I think that there's different tiers on this one. And it's, I mean, cheap plug for an article that I wrote for Bleacher Report, the dark horses to win.
I'll check that out right now.
The very beginning of it, I flat out said, look, there's only two people that have a shot at winning this. It's Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. But here are some other people that could win, and it wouldn't be crazy. Like, you know, I mean, this is like not an expectation at all. But one of the honorable mentions I threw out there was Undertaker, because people are like, well, what if Undertaker came back and he beat Lesnar and whatever? Not going to happen. I'll tell you that right now. But but you know what? Like, if somebody like a Randy Orton did win, it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world. Kind of like... The Randy Ortons and the John Cenas and Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, those kind of people, they all have a shot. I hate to run that joke into the ground, but...
what about Kane? Does Kane have a shot?
No, not at all. But they all have a better shot than HBK's pick, Bray Wyatt. Like, he's... No fucking way is he going to fucking win this. But I think it comes down to Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. And even with those two, as much as I'm excited about how this match could be... somewhat unpredictable, I'm going into this 100% expecting Roman Reigns to win, and I'm going to be thrilled if you know, a list of like six different people win. So if Roman Reigns wins and Daniel Bryan doesn't, I'm still going to be cheering.
So I want to take this back to a question I said before. With the three men reinstated, that being Eric Rowan, Ryback, and Dolph Ziggler, where do we see their parts being played in this? I mean, are they going to be in there and people like maybe helping fight on the side of Daniel Bryan against the Authority people coming into the Rumble? Are they going to tell that kind of story? Will we see those three guys perhaps get involved in the main event? Or where are they going to play?
It depends. Do you have the Rumble as the main event, or are you going to put the Triple Threat as the main event?
Good question. I meant the title match main event.
Okay. That's a good... That's actually a... I wouldn't be surprised if like Ryback or Ziggler gets involved in the main event in some capacity, because you know the Authority are going to get involved. It's like, I guarantee you at one point the Authority is going to get in there and start beating up Cena. And it wouldn't surprise me if Ryback, Ziggler, and Rowan come out to save him after that and make even the scores of some sort. Something like that I could see being possible if they did anything.
Any thoughts from anyone else?
I don't think that it's going to be really all that much to it. I expect Eric Rowan to show up towards the end of the Royal Rumble and not last long at all, and that's all he'll do the entire night.
You don't even think they'll give him like a clean house spot?
Nope.
Like do like two or three quick eliminations when he comes in?
No, I think that the house cleaners for this pay-per-view are going to be Rusev and Roman Reigns. And right now, I mean, it'll totally depend if they announce
it. I just totally pictured Eric Rowan in a maid's outfit. House cleaning Eric Rowan.
Little feather duster. Yeah. I think it'll all change if they announce any of the nominees, or nominees, the entrants for the Royal Rumble with the whole lottery thing.
No, and here are your nominees to be in the Rumble this year.
For entrance number one are all 30 of the people. Let's see.
You go to the right now and vote.
But spoiler alert for my predictions, if it doesn't end up being something I have to change, I was kind of figuring Rusev would show up around the number six spot and eliminate all five of the people beforehand. Kind of pulling a CM Punk, what we saw a couple years ago, where he knocked out a couple of the first people, and then a big name came in, and that sort of turned the tide of the match.
Who did that?
I don't remember.
Was it like when was it him in the Nexus, and like it was them in there for a while?
And then yeah, like Cena, you know, came in and fixed that up. And
I'm guessing Ryback would be the one to come in to stop Rusev's.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be a good story to tell.
See, that's what I mentioned a few weeks ago after Ryback got. Fired of some sort. They could continue the storyline at the Rumble with those two facing off at one point.
So I'm guessing Ryback and Rusev for Mania then?
It depends on if Mango's right about Cena, or if you're right about Cena winning.
I'd actually be more satisfied with John Cena going up against Rusev. You've built him up to the point now where you either need someone who you plan on pushing in a big direction or someone again, established enough.
I'm just saying, there's always next year.
See,
let him face Ryback this year, and you can do Cena next year, because I'm serious. They might keep Rusev hot that long.
If I had it my way, the match I'd make is Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev, and I'd have Dolph Ziggler get put over, because I don't think he's going to win the Rumble, but you need to keep that momentum going.
And something that I know me and Peyton have mentioned before is possibly at SummerSlam or something like that. Get like the Rock show for one match and do something like that. Or get like a real American show, not Jack Swagger again, but like get someone of that magnitude to show up, because you know the Rock and him have had feuds before, or you know they had their one-off at Brooklyn, but yeah, they could do something with it.
Honestly, I'd rather him not have a match and just a segment with Hogan.
Have they not crossed paths at all? That'd be interesting if they did that.
I feel like they did. I feel like Rusev came out to confront him, but then like Jack Swagger came out to save him or somebody. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Well, we want to know what you all out there got to think about all these topics we're talking about. Royal Rumble, Raw tonight, Sting making his appearance, whatever it is you got to say. But what Wazili in the chat room has got to say is all of this is moot. All I want to know is will Rollins win or not whenever he cashes in?
Yes.
Yes, but it will not be until WrestleMania.
Yes, but it will not be until after WrestleMania.
Yes, and it won't be until Money in the Bank.
I'm still going with no. I think Rollins fails.
Do you still think he deserves to fail? Because for a while you were very down on him being.
I've been made a Seth Rollins believer. However, I think that as he's built him up to be so cocky, I think he needs to go into that and lose. I don't know who's against. I would assume Roman Reigns. I think he should go out there and try to cash in on a vulnerable Roman Reigns and have Roman Reigns still be able to outpower him. But I think Rollins has, carrying that briefcase and being the position he's been, has built himself up to a point where he can be taken seriously without cashing that in and winning it. I don't think he's going to fall out like a Sandow. I think he's going to be able to retain what he is.
He has been doing better than most people with the Money in the Bank. Usually when somebody gives them, WWE gives them Money in the Bank, they end up jobbing out for the next couple of months until they cash in. And he's winning everything.
Yeah, that's the case. As soon as you get given something, they think you're safe. Like,
well, shit, look at poor Wade Barrett.
That was the example I was about to use. He's just been given the IC title. He's like, oh, it's a champion. It's okay if he loses because he'll just defend it.
He just came back from injury, too. Like, perfect chance to, like, restart the guy. And my fucking God.
Like, they've derailed him big time. It's like, you're a babyface. You're not. Here's the title. No, you're losing.
That's Sin Cara, though. I mean, you're talking about a guy who beat Del Rio.
Twice. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, if anything, Wade Barrett just got put over by being in the same ring as Sin Cara. You can't even say it with a straight face.
Woo, Sting.
Yeah.
Ow, that stinged.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know what? I didn't ask you guys the usual first question we start the show with, so let me ask you guys that now. What's the number one thing you took away from tonight's show? Because we just had someone in the chat room say that and remind me. Five Times Combo says the one thing he took away from tonight is HBK versus Hogan, the 10-year anniversary at SummerSlam. Don't think I need to see that. I did like the tease tonight, though. It was very clever, and the way HBK was just like, you're right. I don't really want to do that right now. That was really, really fun.
Just the same sell job. I'm all for it.
But yeah, what did you guys take away tonight? Wago, why don't you start us off?
The biggest thing I took away from tonight was Brock Lesnar needs to turn babyface. Mm. I want to support him kicking the fuck out of people. And honestly, I think it'd stop all the bitching about him not being around as much. He shows up, kicks ass, people get a kick out of it, and then he'll do it again and people will love it again. I don't know if he's going to stick around after WrestleMania, but if he does, a babyface turn wouldn't be too bad.
Hey, what do you think, Drew? You have anything else that you took away, or are you on the same boat?
The same steamboat, but
boat.
Tugger, but no, the thing I took away from... No, Sandow does the hardest crotch chops in the history of crotch chops.
Fucking like, suck it, goddammit!
It's suck it, suck it. Oh God, Edward, suck it.
He probably has bruises there after that.
That was the best thing I've seen in God knows how long. I love Sandow. I hope they don't fire him. They need to make something out of him, even if it's with this stupid gimmick that he does, because he is just incredible. He deserves something.
Sean, what about you, bud?
The APA's music is still badass.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell, man. I had goosebumps when that fucking theme hit. What can I say?
Even total just mark. Just the thought of them coming out, as soon as JBL stood up, you know, kudos to them for, like, building that up for weeks that JBL had a problem with these guys. I don't know if they had the foresight to know that they were going to do this segment this way. And we'll talk more about our thoughts about this segment, I'm sure. There seems to be a lot of conflicting opinions about what went down in this segment. But I think it's hard to disagree. That was good seeing the APA reunited. Tony, what's the number one thing you took away tonight, though?
Raw reunion is awesome, and I hope that they do this every year.
That was kind of like their equivalent of Raw Old School, because they didn't do that this year, and they did that around this time the last number of years.
I'm surprised they didn't call it that, but maybe that's because these guys didn't want to be referred to as necessarily old. I don't know. But these are all guys that I grew up watching, so the nostalgia factor alone was awesome. And the fact that they all delivered in something that was entertaining, even the people that I'm not the biggest fans of in the world. I mean, I've gone more than enough times without seeing Ric Flair where I was okay with not seeing him for a while again. But he was still even on point tonight. And that was just awesome. I thought that every segment that they had with all these old guys was fun as hell.
Indeed. All right, guys, we're going to start opening up the phone lines a few minutes early here. We actually started abnormally early because Raw didn't really go into their overrun too much tonight. The crap was that? Ended at, like, what, was it 11:02?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Raw did not go in overtime, as Michael Cole would say.
So you're saying it did not went into overtime. That doesn't work.
No, it was not.
Yeah, he struggled with that.
You're really trying to force that one. All right, we got lots of callers waiting patiently on the line, so I definitely want to start bringing them on.
Yeah.
We got our first caller. You know who it is from the 412. His name is J.D. Yo, you there, buddy?
Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Oh, I'm absolutely doing tremendous. How you doing, JD?
Getting over a bit of a cold here, but otherwise doing pretty well, thanks. And what happened to the Hendrix intro? It played for a couple of seconds, then you cut it off. I thought we were going to play the whole thing from now on.
No, man, I'm sorry. I'll try to remember to do that next week.
Okay, maybe for next week. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get to Raw, however. Of course, the show starts off with Paul Heyman and his little steroid penis boy showing up. It's eat, sleep, stay at home, repeat, because it's in his contract. Yeah, nice of the champion to show up and grace us with his presence, however. Must be a hard job only having to wrestle four times a year, however. Lesnar calls out Seth, suck me off, Rollins, but of course he's too chicken shit to face Lesnar. So what does he do? He hides in the back, and Triple H comes out because Lesnar beating Seth's ass isn't what's best for business, if you will. Hmm. Then, of course, you have the rest of the Authority and their goons come out. So we have all the little butt bitch boys together. Finally, Cena shows up, however, and tells them the Authority no longer has the fire they used to, and they're a bunch of assholes, however. That was a nice touch, however. And, of course, Seth Rollins shows up on the screen because he's too much of a little bitch to come out to the ring, to say the least. That whole segment just made me sick, shall we say. Once again, it just goes to show that the Authority love to have people suck them off at every turn and kiss their ass. Then you have Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt, however, which was a good match until the big red retard Kane had to get involved and screw Daniel Bryan out of the win. So, of course, Bray Wyatt wins, however. Then you got Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, and Shawn Michaels come out, however. But, of course, they have to ruin the entire segment by having the Big Flo come out and talk trash to him. That just made me sick. Then we have my match of the night, however, which is Dean Ambrose versus Bad News Barrett. Some good spots in that one, and I really thought Bad News Barrett had it, however. But Ambrose ended up picking up the win, so it was what it was. Then they follow that up with the New Day, which was Big E and Kofi Kingston against Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. Seriously, what the hell are you going to do with the New Day? Seriously. I don't know, however. That's the big million-dollar question, however. I've had enough of them. They need to be off of the TV entirely. Then after that, we see the NWO in the ring together again, however, which was kind of cool, however. But, of course, they had to go and ruin it by having Connor and Victor, the Ascension, come out, however. And they go on again about how they're better than every one of the old superstars when they actually couldn't even wipe the asses of those guys they were trying to put down. Thank God the APA and Road Dogg and Billy Gunn came out to put them in their place. I had just about enough of the Ascension disrespecting those other superstars. They really need to do something about those characters or just get them off TV entirely, however. Then the Authority announces that the main event will be, get this, John Cena versus Seth Blow Me Hard Rollins, the Big Slow, and the big corporate sellout Kane in a handicap match. Oh, yeah, that's fair. A 3-on-1 match? Give me a break. Then we have Rusev, however, the Bulgarian bozo, and his little whore Lana come out. There's about a 30-second match against R-Truth, and he only makes him tap out on R-Truth's birthday, however. Yeah, what a big man. Real tough. And then it's on to the main event, if you will, where there, you know, it isn't even enough to have John Cena in a 1-on-3 handicap match, however. You have to have Triple H and J&J Security come out and help you little bitches tonight, too, if you will. Yeah, great idea. And then at least you have Sting appear on the screen for the distraction, allowing Cena to pick up the win, however. It's a distraction roll-up, if you will. But it got the jobs back of Ziggler, Ryback, and Rowan, however, which at least was a good ending, however. And then you have Triple H yelling like a little bitch. No, no, no. Sorry, Hunter. Now you know how it feels to get treated like a little bitch in the ring. Then we have the penis boy come out again and try to act like he's tough. All in all, it made me sick. Now, before we get into Ask JD Anything, let me give you my high point and low point. The high point, like I said, however, had to have been the Ambrose-Barrett match. And the low point had to be the Authority flexing their power and generally being little bitches all the time, having everyone kiss their ass. All in all, guys, it was a very piss-poor show. One good match all night, which was the Ambrose-Barrett match, however. Other than that, Raw seriously pissed me off again. Just the same old bullshit every week. Some of it's good, most of it's crap. The ratings last week were 2.7, which was better than I thought it would be, considering the championship ball game. The week before that, 2.8. They'll be lucky if they can even crack a 2.4 tonight. This Raw was a go-home show, but it felt more like a throwaway show. These last 2 weeks have been absolute crap. Like I said, I'm going to be at the Royal Rumble this weekend, and I really hope they don't screw it up like they screwed up Raw for the past few weeks. Jeez, I've had enough.
My goodness, JD in rare form tonight. Wow.
This is everywhere. It's every week.
It's just pissing me off. It's just the same crap every week. Just everyone, every turn, blowing the Authority, blowing Triple H. Well, I've had enough of it.
Who's to blame for this?
It's the writers. The writers suck. They need to get somebody like me, or you guys, I'm sure, could be good writers. You know, we could go on there, and we could actually write good stories to actually have something that the fans want to see. I can't wait to see what the ratings are for tonight. It's going to be awful. Nobody wants to see this.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, we're going to start opening up things for Ask JD. If you have questions for JD in the chat room, please drop them there. In the meantime, we'll start going around to the panelists here. I'll start things off here. So, JD, who's your favorite cartoon character?
My favorite cartoon character? I'd have to go with Porky Pig. You know, he's always been a favorite of mine. However, you know, it's just you know, he does funny things. I like how he doesn't wear pants. Which has always been an aspiration of mine, however. So I thought Porky Pig, you know, he has a lot of good jobs. I'd have to go with Porky Pig.
All right. Drew, do you have anything for SJD this week?
Yes. What would your dream job be? If you could have one job in the world, regardless of you could do it, what would it be?
My dream job? Yes. I'd have to say I'd be a writer for WWE. I know I'd be the best person at the job. I know I'd give the fans what they want. I could take this crap off the air, get rid of the Authority once and for all, and actually have a decent show that people want to watch.
All right.
That would be my dream job, is to be a writer for WWE.
But why not be like Vince McMahon? Because Vince essentially does all the writing. I'm pretty sure he did that a couple of weeks ago. So why would you rather be Vince McMahon?
Well, there can only be one Vince McMahon. If I could be his successor, then that's what I would do. There can only be one Vince. But
it's kind of like Highlander.
If it's Triple H or whoever the writers are right now, there's no way. I would do a way better job than any of those guys, however.
I agree, JD.
Wago, you got a question for JD this week?
Yeah, I got a question for JD. So we invited Silent Wind of Doom We invited Silent Wind of Doom to come after, like, debate with you tonight, and he hasn't shown up. Have you got any words for Silent?
Ooh.
Oh, Silent Wind of Doom? That guy's a joke. He was on here last week trying to say some nonsense, and it just came out like babbling. I was hoping that he'd have the whole week to come up with something decent to come up with. But, you know, of course he didn't. He's probably just sitting at home, just playing with himself. You know, he doesn't seem like the smartest guy in the world. He probably couldn't figure out how to pour piss out of a boot if the instructions were written on the heel. I'd rather kiss the ass of the authority again than to be seen with him. He's got the appeal of a paper cut.
Well, I actually have some words from Silent. Would you like to hear them, JD?
Absolutely. Bring them on.
Okay, so apparently he said you're a butt boy and you fantasize about Lana. Do you have a retort for that?
I'm going to have to end up pepper spraying him like I did that GameStop employee. You know, he's delusional. His self-important statements of unknowing and inexperienced opinion have nothing to do with me. I don't know what kind of fantasy he has that would believe his tiny-fisted tantrums would have more weight than that of a leprous desert rat spinning in a circle waiting for the bite of the snake. On a good day, he's a halfwit. If he were twice as smart, he'd still be a fucking moron.
Oh, goodness. Sean, do you got anything for SJD this week?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I have about £50 spare. Who should I put it on for the Super Bowl? The Seahawks or the other team?
They don't even give my name.
I definitely have to go with the Seahawks at this point. You know, it impressed me how they performed. And if I had to put money down, I'd have to go with the Seahawks at this point.
Thank you, JD.
if I had to put money down on two teams, I put money down on the Seahawks and then also their opponents.
Tony, what about you? You got something this week?
All right, you went an all expenses paid super date with not Jeff. Where do you go?
Oh, good question. I'd probably have to say that we go to a steakhouse so we could get a nice, juicy steak dinner, and hopefully it would be the same steakhouse where Brock Lesnar eats, so I could tell him what I think of his little bitch ass after I'm done eating, and maybe throw my napkin in his face after I'm done wiping my face with it, and tell him he's such a little bitch boy, and he doesn't even show up on Raw half the time. Just needs to get a light. He needs to get off TV. He needs to drop that belt. They need to give it to somebody who's actually going to work for it.
We have one from the chat room.
I would go out on steak dinner.
We have one from the chat room, actually.
Okay, what did he say?
Chaotic actually submits, what is your favorite sexual position?
My favorite sexual position, however? I don't know. I'm kind of like tonight, like with old school Raw, I'm kind of old school, so I think I'll have to go with missionary. I usually don't like to talk about my sex life on blogs or on Blog Talk Radio, but, you know, if the situation comes up, I'd have to go with missionary. You know, I sometimes like it a little rough, but, you know, most of the time just kind of keep it plain and vanilla.
All right. Newcomer tonight, I'm pretty sure, or maybe I just haven't noticed him. I apologize. I'm trying to pronounce this correctly. Newt Emma Stevie? I think that's what it is. Newt Emma Stevie?
I think he was here last week.
Okay. I've been here before.
All right. I apologize then, but welcome again. Thank you for coming back. They ask, however,
what was the question?
Sure, I'll repeat it again. Their question is...
I didn't hear the question.
Newt Emma Stevie asks, however...
Yes. However what? I'm not really getting the gist of the question. I don't really understand. Tell them to retype it maybe or something. I'm not getting what they're going for. New question. I need a new question. That's garbage.
All right. Wago, you got one?
How big's your girlfriend's tits?
That's something I really don't like to talk about in play company, however. They're 34B, if you must know, but I really don't want to get into that kind of really delicate sexual talk.
Okay, that's cool.
On the radio.
That's cool, all right,
JD. I think I'm feeling in a kind mood tonight. What do you say if we bring on your friend Jeff, huh?
Jeff? Okay, yeah, let's talk to Jeff. I haven't talked to him in a while.
All right, let's see if we can get him here. 540, you live on the show. You there? 540?
Whoa. I'm not going to do any more of these gimmicks.
That's my theme for the Mega Powers Radio.
I thought you were breaking your New Year's Revolution, Jeff.
I thought you were about to start talking like Chucky Finster or something.
Y'all remember that scene? Rugrats?
Of course. Yeah, I love Rugrats.
Yeah, I was like,
you guys should play it for me when I call in.
I can see you being a dill pickles.
I will come up with a theme for you. I can't say it's going to be Rugrats, okay, but I'll see what I can come up with. So how you doing tonight, Jeff?
How's it going tonight?
Oh, absolutely tremendous, man. We got you on the line with JD tonight.
I'm doing quite well. How are you, Jeff?
We're doing good. How are you, JD? I hear you're under the weather, but hope you feel better.
Well, I'm getting up. Oh, thank you very much, Jeff. I'm getting over. I've had a cold this week. My girlfriend and I have both been sick. But I did see the doctor, and I'm taking some antibiotics, and I'm hoping to be over it very soon.
Trust me, that sucks. You don't want to even get a bowl up. Hey, Mike.
I hope to be over it by this weekend. I'm going to the Royal Rumble this weekend, so I really hope I'm not sick by then, because I want to fully enjoy the show, however, if you know what I mean, however.
JD, I think you'll be on the mend to go see that. But, Mike, I got a question for you.
Well, what's up, buddy?
After I finish talking to JD, I got a new idea for me.
Okay.
Why don't I talk about Jeff, my pay-per-view picks before I get done calling you guys, okay?
Wait, you want to do what?
I know the Royal Rumble's up on Sunday, so I like to do some pay-per-view picks if you're interested.
You want to do your Royal Rumble predictions? Sure, you can go down some quick Royal Rumble predictions if you want to do that.
After.
Of course,
Pay-per-view picks, okay?
Sure.
All
right. Yeah. So, Jeff, what did you think of the show tonight, Jeff?
This is catchy name.
I think the show was awesome. I think two high points I have to take was the New Age Outlaws, the APA, and the whole NWO taking apart the Ascension. I tell you what, that was pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, they deserved it, definitely. I was waiting for those chumps to get put in their place. I've been waiting for weeks and weeks when they're talking trash about the other guys. It's like, come on, you couldn't even wipe their asses if you were handed toilet paper. You guys suck.
Disrespecting the Road Warriors, tarnishing their own legacy. I mean, you would think the Ascension had learned their lesson, but I bet you by the Royal Rumble, they're not going to let this lion down, and they're going to get some revenge one way or the other down the line.
Oh, it's going to be sweet when it happens. It's going to happen. Exactly, I agree.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. I liked them better when they were in NXT. Now that they've come up, they're kind of rubbing me the wrong way. You know, they're kind of too pompous. But, you know, I'm willing to wait it out for a few more weeks. But they have got to stop dissing my favorite guys from the past. That is totally not cool. It was so cool when APA and the rest of the guys came out there and put them in their little bitch places.
That's all you like to say, bitch place. Bitch boy and bitch place.
what did you think was the best part of the night there, Jeff, however?
Also, another best part I'd like to say is Sting.
Sting. The man called Sting.
Oh, that was great, however, when Sting came out. I loved it. And then he distracted Hunter, and then Hunter was shouting, no, 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 however. And then it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Sting coming back on Monday Night Raw. I would have never in a million years expected to see Sting here on Monday Night Raw. Of all the years I've been watching Monday Night Raw since 2000, of all the years, I would have not dreamed to see Sting on Monday Night Raw. I did, however, catch Nitro before Monday Night Raw, so I switched back and forth.
Hey, JD.
Yeah, I used to switch back and forth, too, but seeing Sting on Raw was awesome. It was like the best things put together. It was like a Reese's peanut butter cup, or even better, the Reese's peanut butter eggs. It was like the peanut butter and the chocolate together.
Oh, so good.
Sting, we know that's going to be that could So we know that it's going to be Sting versus Triple H at WrestleMania. I am certainly looking forward to, if that were to happen, I am certainly looking forward to see that match.
Oh, definitely. Me too. Who do you see winning in that one? I see maybe Sting winning, however, but I could also see Triple H going over in that one, however. What do you think there, Jeff?
I think Sting is most likely the candidate to win the match.
I could see that. I could see it playing out a couple of different ways. But seeing him on Raw tonight at the very end, that was a good way to end the show. The rest of the show was pretty much crap, but that kind of redeemed it at the end. Didn't totally. Yeah. It was still a pretty crap show. But seeing that at the end, and it lets us know what's going to be leading up to WrestleMania, which is important because it's not that far away.
All right, Jeff.
I don't have tickets to WrestleMania, but I will be there for Royal Rumble. So I'll let you guys know. I'll be sure to call in next week and let you know all my opinions from being on the inside. I know some of you guys are going to be there too, and I'm looking forward to maybe meeting up with you before or after the event. We can talk and hang out and take some pictures. And, we can have a good old time. Maybe somebody could switch seats and we could all sit together. That would be ideal, because since we're all, we all host the same show together. Since we all host the same show, we could be there together and, take some promo photos.
Sorry, guys. I'm not going with y'all. I live in Front Royal, so I'm going to be watching on the WWE Network.
Well, there goes that plan.
12:50.
For 999 quid.
999.
That's what they always say on TV.
Jeff.
I will be there at the pay-per-view, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Jeff.
Before you ask me some more questions, guys, we know that the Macho Man's going into the Hall of Fame. Who do you like to see also in the Hall of Fame?
People have been pushing JBL lately. I don't know if he's going this year, but he's someone I'd like to see go in.
Farouk went in, didn't he?
Damn.
Yeah, why not? I think British Bulldog is someone I would definitely like to see go in this year.
Do you think they would do two posts that stuff?
Why not?
Who'd induct him?
Mike, I agree with you. I'd like to see the British Bulldog go into the Hall of Fame because he was one of the best wrestlers. Because I didn't watch wrestling at that time, but they should have given him a WWE championship.
All right, so Jeff,
British Bulldog in the Hall of Fame would be great. Also, some of my nominations for the Hall of Fame, I'd really like to see the tag team of Billy and Chuck in the Hall of Fame. It's just something else that they've done together over the years. You don't think Billy so? You didn't Chuck. Like that storyline that they did? Remember a few years ago?
They got married.
Yeah, I like that storyline, but I don't know.
Then they did the commitment ceremony with Eric Bischoff. Hall of Fame. Yeah, that would be cool too. But I mean, like when Eric Bischoff ripped off his face and he was the old preacher guy and when they used to wear the red together.
I hear myself say, damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I had Jamal and Rosie in my basement. I'm sorry.
That's all good.
So before we do your Royal Rumble predictions, and we'll do like quick ones between both of you here, but Jeff, what was your high point, low point for Raw tonight?
Two high points I want to say. The Ascension getting their ass handed to them, and Sting, baby, making his return. I mean, I nearly was crazy, went nuts when I saw him on that Titantron. I was like, yeah, Sting!
Yeah.
But the low point is that Big Slow hitting Ric Flair with that and disrespecting the legend, hitting him with that knockout punch.
Despicable. All right, so let's do some quick predictions with you guys here.
Before we do the pay-per-view picks, I want to know who's your prediction to win the Super Bowl between Seattle and New England.
No.
I already said I'm picking Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know shit about football.
Richard Sherman and Tom Brady, that's going to be a battle. I think New England should win.
Hey, guys, this isn't the old talk show. That's tomorrow.
Hey, Peyton. I picked Seattle.
All right, hey. Now let's talk. Now let's get on to my pay per view pick.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I only tried to say that like 10 minutes ago.
Someone up.
Now we got two new matches signed.
Oh yes.
We have the New Day taking on the new team of Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Adam Rose. And I think the New Day is going to win this match.
New Day. It's like a happy
and,
day.
And Paige Natalya against.
Well, enough of that.
So wait, they announced a Divas match. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. Let's go find out.
Tag Divas.
Okay.
So,
Paige and Natalya versus the Bella Twins is the Divas match.
Yeah.
I'm about to go with.
Are you looking forward to that one, Jeff?
Not really looking forward to that one, but I think Paige and Natalya might win, but I'm going to have to go with the Bella Twins.
All right.
I don't like the Bellas. I do like – believe me, guys, trust me, but I secretly have a crush on Paige.
Sean has an open secret anymore.
Yeah.
It's not like you just –
I think you might want to keep that one, you know, hidden right. down. People might think you're weird or something.
Yeah, keep that open. Keep that up in your wine bank.
For the belt.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
What? Miz now and the Usos for the belt.
Yes.
I think we're going to see the Usos still retain the tag team titles.
Yes.
Because of Miz now and Miz having some sort of miscommunication and all. So I think the Usos will win this match.
Yes.
I also think the Usos will win, however, but I could see this leading to some sort of breakup or more tension, however, between The Miz and Damian Mizdow. You know, something he'll end up mirroring his moves, however, and it'll cost them the match. Either that or somebody else will come out and interfere, which is always what happens.
Definitely. And the triple threat match, Cena, Rollins, and Lesnar.
Nice,
I really think Lesnar might win that match. Who knows?
I definitely think Lesnar is going to retain the belt.
Because Lesnar is in a 2-on-1 situation, and we showed on Monday Night Raw what Brock can do in a 2-on-1 situation. I mean, he just took out Kane in the Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, was that Brock Lesnar picking up Big Show. And he did that again, you know, with that F5.
Uh-huh.
So all I can say is, Rollins, Cena, you better watch out.
Because
Brock's on the prowl.
And how about the Royal Rumble match?
The Royal Rumble match? I'm still torn between Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. But I can predict, but I want to predict the final four.
Okay.
Just to tell you all this.
I want
Bray Wyatt. I want Dean Ambrose, I want Daniel Bryan, and I want Roman Reigns to be in the final four.
Uh-huh.
What?
And who,
I want
and,
that to happen.
And who's going to win?
Roman, I think, looking at it right now, it's still likely to be Roman Reigns.
Well, I didn't tell you to, who told you to stop with the drum roll?
On that one. I think Roman Reigns has got this.
Roman Reigns?
I think that will happen, but then again, my heart's still on Daniel Bryan.
I don't know, Daniel Bryan.
I think one of the guys here said it earlier. I think Drew maybe said it, that I think Daniel Bryan will kind of be, you know, he'll be the Iron Man of the match. I think they probably will put him in early, just kind of screw him over like they always do. He'll be one of the last five. And then somebody will probably Kane or one of the other authority bitch boys will come out, whoever, and end up screwing Daniel Bryan out of the shot that he deserves. It's the shot that he should have gotten last year at the Royal Rumble, however, but they didn't even have him in the match.
Preach.
You know, they had Rey Mysterio come out number 30 for Rey Mysterio, you know, who I used to like, however, but then because everybody wanted Daniel Bryan, they ended up booing him. I hope we don't see a repeat of bullshit like last year.
Do you think they'll
let me call you. And I'm glad I didn't got to do my pay-per-view picks.
Absolutely,
so anytime we do these pay-per-view, So anytime a pay-per-view takes place, I'll do my pay-per-view picks, okay?
All right, we'll come up with theme music.
Awesome. All right, that sounds good.
See you, Snarf.
Bye, Jeff.
All right, see you guys later.
All right, so we still got JD here. We got one more person who I know JD must be dying to talk to.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Oop, there it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Silent Wind of Doom is in the building. Silent Wind of Doom, you there?
Oh, good.
You can't see my dance. I'm doing my dance. I'm dancing over here. Oh, yeah. Hi, how you doing?
The fuck was that?
Hey, Silent Wind of Doom, how are you doing?
Okay. It was a long silence, so I didn't know if I was on or not.
Not after you're saying shit like that.
You got
that.
Something to say to me? You were talking trash last week. Are you going to follow it up?
Yeah.
Trash last week? I said, calm down, relax. What's
you called me
you,
a
man?
Putz. I clearly remember you called me a putz with a capital P. However, and that's not cool. You can't go calling people putzes and not be able to follow it up.
I was drunk last week. I would have called you up to it anyway, but I was drunk last week, and I wasn't prepared. So I had a week, so I thought of doing maybe a rap or a long genius-type poem.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I figured, wait, screw it. Why am I wasting so much time on JB from Pittsburgh? So I played Plants vs. Zombies a lot.
All right, so enough, like, pussy talking. You get down to some fucking fighting words here.
Yeah, you got something real to say, or am I going to put you on hold again?
You going to act like a pussy again?
I know. You, Royal Rumble, this is happening? Where are you sitting?
Fucking bullshit!
Stop!
I agree, that's exactly what this is.
What?
That is one big pile of shit.
I don't know, it looks like Silent Wind of Doom is the butt boy now.
We fight out at the freaking Wachovia Center, whatever it's called now. We should meet
Core State Spectrum.
Manner of Feet of Strength. We're meeting at the Spectrum. Veterans Coliseum.
Are you going to the Royal Rumble Silent Wind of Doom?
Yes, indeed.
You are?
Oh, and JD's going?
Yeah,
you can settle this in fisticuffs.
You want a carpool? I'm going.
Yeah, man.
Oh, good. You can join me and the host here. I think Mike's going to be there. I don't know if Tony's going to be there, but you guys can all join me together, and we can all have
some ice cream before
the show.
All tailgate.
You don't need the ice cream. But I'm telling you.
I make a good hot dog if you need one. I make some good burgers, too. You don't want to pay $20 for one once you get in. I'll make you a good one, JD.
Some good burgers.
That's even better. We can tailgate. We'll tailgate before the show.
Yeah. But Drew's got to bring Bosco sticks.
What do you think about
sticks.
That, Mike? Toa,
of course. I already got him. Don't worry, dude.
Got
your back, homie. Oh, yeah. Then Bosco. Oh, my God. Oh, Bosco sticks.
Perhaps we'll even do a live show from the parking lot. I'm sure everyone would like that.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
All right. Well, we're Silent Wind of Doom. I'm going to bring you back after we go on a commercial break here. JD, any final words you got to say before we depart?
Just looking forward to the Rumble, and I hope I get to meet up with you guys before and or after, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week, buddy. Have a good night, man.
Bye, JD.
Thanks.
All right, folks, we need to take a quick commercial break. After we come back, we'll continue the fun here on the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw Post Show, here on Mega Powers Radio.
Attention, maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial, and that's an order.
And we're back live on the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com, the most interactive post-Raw experience available. We've already had a number of excellent callers on the show tonight. If you want to get your opinion heard, dial in area code 760-512-7247 to get yourself in line. We still got a number of callers waiting patiently throughout everything. We appreciate you guys hanging around. We definitely want to get to all of you. We still got about an hour left of the show here, so we should be able to. We also got the chat room running nicely. Lots and lots of cool folks in there. Ferris 419, JT77, Chaotic, Newt Emma Stevie, Wazili and Silent Wind of Doom. I threw you a curveball or threw something this week, whatever I threw you. You're not supposed to get the enthusiastic dooms, but I gave you one. Everybody gets one. And of course, you can join us via Twitter But for now, why don't we keep the phone lines coming through here? We got a call from 941. Let's see who we got from 941. 941, you're live on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
What's
hello?
Up?
941. How you doing? You're live on the show, man. How you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
We're good too. you have any questions?
Mr. Carter.
You have any opinions about Raw?
It was all right.
It was indeed all right. Thank you for that, caller. You have a good night. So we got another caller here. Well, we got a caller from 412. Oh, it's JD calling back in.
Hey!
I guess JD wasn't, he had something else that came up on his mind. Should we play his theme music again?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
All right. We have JD from Pittsburgh calling in once again, and I'm stalling because I have to re-find it on here. Here it is.
I'll push it up here.
JD, you there, bud? Hello? Oh, let's try this one. There's actually two of one. That's weird. JD, you with us?
Yep. Hey, guys. What's up?
What's shaking, JD? What are you calling in again for? What's up?
What am I calling in for? Let's see about... there was a little miscommunication earlier, however, apparently, as someone decided to steal my thunder and steal my time. And I have a feeling I know who it was, however. If he's listening... He's acting like a little bitch right now, however. That's all he is. This little punk-ass bitch who decided to steal my mojo and thunder.
I thought you were sick. You sound better now.
Hey, what's up?
No, I'm not sick. I'm ready to knock someone on their ass is what I'm ready to do. Brock Lesnar style. And believe me, hell's coming with me with it.
I mean,
give me a break. I mean, that was absolutely despicable in every sense of the word tonight. To start out that way. I mean, come on. You know I'm a regular caller to you guys all the time, and I give it to you like it is, straight up dope. But to have someone steal my thunder, take my name, take my segment, take everything away from me, I hope they're listening because they just made an enemy, and believe me, they're going to pay for everything they've done.
Oh, snap. Laying down the law, whoever it is. Who do you think it is?
Wait, he sounds just like you.
Oh, let's see. No, it was probably the little bitch that he is, Silent Wind of Doom, stealing the thunder again.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
And if he did it, however, believe me, he had the balls to try to mess with me tonight. Believe me, he just messed with the wrong person.
Well, hold on. Silent Wind of Doom is still waiting on hold. Perhaps we should bring him in and see if he has anything to say in his defense. Silent Wind of Doom, you there?
Why is JD calling in again and acting like I was pretending to be him? I'm confused.
Well, he said that was you.
Someone said it was you, and you probably had, if it wasn't you, you probably had someone in one of your goons, however, to try to take me out, however, of my segment. You know I've been the regular caller longer than you, Silent Wind of Doom. I've been talking to the guys longer, more about Raw, and breaking it down more than you. You're just a rookie in this whole charade, however. I'm the veteran of the group that calls in every Monday night, however. Believe me, you're still a rookie in this league, son. Believe me, you're still a rookie. And if it wasn't you... Then who was it? Maybe you could explain to everyone who it was, though. Maybe you know who it was.
We thought it was you. I mean, you're right. You call in. We listened to you for a long time, long enough to take a piss. And you cry like Sidney Crosby for about 10 to 15 minutes every week. And I
Sidney Crosby? Okay, excuse me. I think Sidney Crosby is a Stanley Cup. Who's your team? Tell me who's your team.
I don't care about hockey.
Well, obviously you don't, because if you did, you'd probably be like Alex Ovechkin, a big D-bag who has no Stanley Cup trophy.
What?
I don't see any.
I like the Habs and the blue shirts.
Trust me, you're going to be like Seth Rollins come Monday, or not Monday, excuse me, Sunday, a little bitch, because Brock Lesnar, me, the destroyer, will destroy you anytime, anywhere. Like I said, yeah, I bitch and I gripe, but at the same time, I was going to tell Ashley tonight it wasn't a bad show. It was a pretty damn good show compared to the last few weeks. But like I said, I know it was you, and if it wasn't you, it was someone else who basically took my mojo. I'm going to find out who it was. Whoever it was, I hope they're listening.
You
whether it was you or someone else, however. Well, you tell me who it was then, who took my spotlight tonight. You tell me.
I'm telling you, we thought it was you. I mean, sounded like you. It sounded a hell of like you. Come
no.
On.
No, it wasn't like me. I know it had to be one of your, you had to send one of your, it was probably one of your goons that you sent out to Mike and told Mike and everyone else in the panel, however, basically, because you figure, however, I wasn't going to call it tonight. Well, like now, I said, however, you just made a, if it was you, Silent Wind of Doom, that did it, however, you just made a big, big mistake.
I'm going to agree with JD here. The person who called in earlier kind of did sound a little different. Now that I'm thinking back about it, I think something happened here. I don't know what, but something happened.
I think they might have had some tape on their mic.
You might have some tape on your mic? Ooh.
You might have put a toilet roll over it.
You sound like a game. Yeah, well, but JD brings up some good points. No, I was going to say, JD brings up some good points.
Like I said,
you're just a rookie.
That's what I was saying. Tonight was a damn good show tonight. They put on a damn good go-home show tonight. It was nice to see Sting show up tonight. It was nice to see the Legends show up the way they did, however, in a way. And like I said, probably the best match of the night, however, was the first match, and the worst match was maybe the Divas affair. So all in all, I think they hit a little bit of a home run here tonight and had to sell the Royal Rumble. And I think they did that tonight. As I was sharing, not to share my thoughts in earlier, as I was ready, I was ready to tell you guys to start the show tonight. But instead, whoever stole my mojo stole everything that I was going to say and then some, if you ask me. Now, if we're going to try this time without any delay to ask JD anything, I'm ready to hear questions from anyone.
Well, okay, so wait, you're not actually going to the Royal Rumble?
You're not going?
No. I'm not going on Sunday. I'm going to my friend's house. I'm going to Raw in March when it comes here in Pittsburgh. I'm not going to WrestleMania until next year.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, what was the last pay-per-view you went to, and what's the next one you plan to go to?
The next pay-per-view, that'll be here. But the next pay-per-view I plan to go, however, mind you, the last pay-per-view I went to was the Rumble last year when it was here in Pittsburgh, the worst Rumble ever. And the next pay-per-view I plan to go, however, probably in person, will be next year, WrestleMania in Dallas. WrestleMania 32.
You're going to fly down to Dallas?
Yep. I'm going with like 5 or 6 people next year. Yep. I'm planning on it.
Oh, fancy. So let me ask the rest of the guys here if they have any SJD questions. Sean, do you have an SJD question?
Yes. Yes, yes, I do. How do you know if you've got super sperm?
What's that?
How do you know if you've got super sperm? She has to chew before she can swallow.
That's kind of a bushly question. Come on.
All right. Drew, if you think you could do better.
He's banned again. He's back on ban again. Put him on ban again. That was a question.
Well, apparently I was bamboozled earlier. I asked the wrong JD the wrong question. So I got to ask the real JD, if you had one job in this world and you have the skill requirements for it, what would that one job be?
Sports video talk show DJ.
That's like 3 jobs in one.
That's my dream job. I mean, tell them like it is.
Tell them like it is. I like it. Hey, you know, I actually, for a while, I wanted to go into the sports side of and do sports commentating of some sort. So I feel you, dude.
So
nice.
I have another question I just thought of. What's worse? Okay, what's worse? The authorities' butt boys or Silent Wind of Doom's goons?
Ooh. That's a good one.
That is a good one. You know what? I think it's going to be Silent Winds of Doom's goons, however. Because I know he sent them out to take me out tonight, however. So I want to say Silent Wind of
Doom's goons.
Tonight.
They're coming to get you. Wago, you got an SJD question?
I ran out of SJD questions. I had a few earlier, but now I'm all out. I didn't expect to do it twice in one night.
Well, Wago, you were talking to a fake imposter. which was one of the Fallen of Doom's goons who tried to take my place tonight.
And JD, do you remember what his question was before?
You better tell me who that goon was. I will find out one way or another.
Well, listen, as the leader of the Drew crew, I will start a search and find out who it was, okay? Because this kind of bothers me at this point, okay? We need, because Team JD, we definitely deserve to know who it was that bamboozled you, okay? I have a few connections. I'm not going to throw names, Time Cal. He might be up to it of some sort, so I might hire someone to find out for you.
All right, Drew. Good. At least I have someone on top. Okay, come on, Wago. You've got to have at least a good question.
Yeah, come on. One question.
Come on.
Do you remember my questions from earlier? Do you remember my questions from earlier? I mean, you could just answer those.
Those were fake questions we were asking to the imposter. Ask me the real questions now. I'm here now, not the imposter.
Well, I didn't think he was an imposter. That was a legitimate question, and I'm insulted as a journalist.
No, he was a fake imposter. It was Silent Wind of Doom's goon, however, that answered the question that I was supposed to answer. And so he took my question away from me, and he took my segment away. He will pay for that one way or another.
I guess I'm all out, man. You'll have to get that guy. Show him who's boss.
Yes. All right, anyone else have a question? Come on.
Tony, you're last up here.
All right. What chant should we start trying to get started with the rest of the crowd when we go to the Royal Rumble?
Ooh.
That's a good question. It's relevant to you.
Well, since you're going to, obviously, the Rumble in Philadelphia, it only makes sense with three simple letters. ECW.
What's a weirder chant? Something that would take a lot more effort. Because we start ECW, they're going to go right into it.
Let me think. Okay, hold on. It's in Philly. Okay. And Pittsburgh and Philly aren't really good with each other. You can, Flyers suck or something like that. Although you might get your ass kicked for saying that. You know, if you're a hockey fan, so I would watch it. I don't know. I mean, I'd say probably if you're like a real NBA basketball type pro basketball fan, even though the Sixers in Philadelphia is a real bad team right now, I think the chant says Sixers suck. I mean, they know they suck, but I think Sixers suck would be the chant. Although,
if we're going to go with a suck one, I'll do you one better. What if we start chanting suck me off when Seth Rollins comes out?
What happens if he takes you seriously and doesn't?
Hold up a sign that says Seth Rollins, bitch, Seth Rollins, I'm a bitch, and about to get my bitch ass kicked by Brock Lesnar, the Dragon.
Ooh,
I don't think that would fit on one sign.
He is going to be thrown all over that arena on Sunday. He really is. I mean, last week he pissed off Brock. He pissed him off even again tonight, however. And Brock, the thing that surprised me about tonight, though, is Brock was not supposed to be there. I mean, I think I said it last week. I even heard that Brock was not originally supposed to be there tonight. I mean, that's a surprise that Brock actually kind of kept it quiet and didn't tell anyone he was going to be there, because there was talk he wasn't going to be there at all because his dates were running thin, unless he re-signs his deal with WWE. And let me ask you guys that question. I mean, we've asked this before. I mean, do you think that Brock Lesnar is going to re-sign with WWE? Let me ask all of you guys that question right now.
A part of me believes he will. Part of me believes he will, but they're going to have to pay a really high price to do it, because I think UFC wants to get him back as well. Because at this point, you're not signing Brock Lesnar to be a force to reckon with. You're signing Brock Lesnar for the name alone and to bring people in to watch it. So it just depends on if WWE is willing to match whatever the UFC offers him, because honestly, if he signs with WWE, it's definitely going to be a hell of a lot easier than being in the UFC. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that.
Well, I said one before about the pay-per-views, but I can come up with another one, I suppose. How about them Mets?
Wago, ask the damn question.
Come on, I said ask everyone. I'm asking everyone the question. I mean, we got two answers so far. We need to ask. I told everyone to hear everyone's thoughts here.
Oh, you wanted an answer to the question. Oh, Brock Lesnar.
That's what I said. I wanted all you guys. I mean, I didn't say just one specific guy. I said all of you guys. I wanted to take turns with you guys in asking that question.
Oh, I thought you wanted another SJD question. It's hard to tell, man. You know, I don't know how you play these rules.
Yeah, I mean, this is our second JD tonight, so we're kind of like overwhelmed.
Yeah. my opinion about Brock Lesnar is he's definitely MMA bound. I don't know if he's going to be there too long. I think he's going to try to make one final run while he thinks he's healthy enough to do it. Ultimately, I do think he'll be back in WWE eventually, though, because that's the safer route for him and his body and easier money for him. May not be as much money, but it'll be easier money.
Yeah. I think Brock's going to leave after... I do think Brock's leaving after WrestleMania in March. I really do. I think that's when the contract's up. I think he'll be out. I mean, maybe go to UFC over the summer, and then maybe, depending on how he does in the UFC over the summer, who he fights, how he might be back in the fall or maybe by next winter. I don't know. I mean, right now, it's up to him because, I mean, he just... Really, at one point, he had things going for him, and then he took time off after what happened in his first run, if you remember, to try football, and then he got married to Sable, and then he did the whole UFC thing, and then he had the health issues. I just don't think, I mean, he can fight. I mean, he can still fight, but I just don't think he was the dominant monster he was when he first came in back in 01 and 02, you know?
No.
Yeah.
No, but when it's only time will tell. I mean, one thing we have to remember, Brock Lesnar's contract does not necessarily end at WrestleMania. It ends the Raw after WrestleMania. So who knows what we could see happen up to that point.
I've got an input on this.
What's that?
I don't think he's going to sign for either UFC or WWE. I think he's going to do what he does best, and he's going to go on MasterChef.
All right.
He needs to cook up all his steaks, you know what I'm saying?
All right, JD, before we let you go for the night, you got any final words you got to say to whoever this this fake JD is? This not JD, if you will.
What about if this JD's the fake?
Holy shit, I didn't even think of it. What if you're the fake JD?
Yeah, what if you're the fake?
No response.
If I'm the fake, I'm not the fake.
You know what? If you're the real JD, you never slips up.
Yeah, if you were the real JD, you would have been the first caller.
Yeah, you have a point.
I was the real caller until that fake JD came in. We're going to find out who the hell it was, like I said. And I'm going to say, however, again, whoever that fake JD is, however, I hope you're listening, because if you have the balls to call in next week, however, I'm always on the first one on usually, but if you get on before me again, there will be some serious repercussions one way or another. But I'm just going to say it's going to be a very interesting show Sunday. We'll see what happens. It was a good Raw tonight, however. They did a good effort. I give them props, however. But like I said, however, WrestleMania is just around the corner. We'll see what happens from here.
All right, JD, you have a good night, man.
Okay, maybe, JD.
All right, let me hear the rest of your show, if you don't mind. If you mind putting me back on hold, I want to hear the rest of the show, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem, man. All right, we got JD on hold, and we still got Silent Wind of Doom on live. Silent Wind of Doom, you got anything you got to say?
Like, my actual thoughts on Raw and stuff, or on the subject of whether or not that JD was a fake JD?
Listen, man, all I know is consequences will never be the same.
I kind of feel like I'm stuck in one of those sitcom situations where, like, you've got a gun and it's like, shoot the real one, no, shoot the clone or the robot or whatever.
And I feel like if I shoot one of them, like, it's going to be the wrong one.
Because you got to shoot the one that says you got to shoot both of us, because that's the only way that you'd be able to tell you got the bad one. That's the rule, you know?
I'm pretty sure JD would never say
that. I think you should shoot both of them anyway.
Yeah, he'd probably just be going,
wow.
You probably just call your butt boy for holding a gun.
Who's the real head? There was two of them. They were identical. Identical.
Is one of the callers Luke Gallows?
Or is it actually Kane as fake Diesel?
Or is it Chains?
You know what's happened here? So one of them's not JD.
Silent Wind of Doom. Are you behind this, man?
Or is it one of your goons?
Well, I hope it isn't, because I'm getting my people on this case, okay? So if it's you, Silent Wind of Doom, off. You don't want to deal with the consequences.
I will say,
how many goons do you have, anyway?
Are you a third JD over here?
No, we don't have a third JD.
I know absolutely nothing about it, and there's no video, so you can't tell whether or not my fingers are crossed.
Third time's charm?
All I get to say.
Huh. So you actually go to the Royal Rumble?
I do have goons now. Yeah. Where are you? Okay. I guess not out everywhere.
We're sitting in this seat and this in this seat, and our tickets are going to be left in our front left pocket as we're walking in through the gate.
And I'm also carrying this much amount of money in my wallet.
How about a level? How about a level?
We're in the 100s.
Oh, sweet.
On camera side, right?
Pretty sweet.
Close to the stage.
Well, Silent, listen, I just want you to know, I just got in contact with Vince because, you know, I do have contacts with him. Yeah, so but you better hope you're lying, okay? You better hope you're right.
Dane Quinn, who's very intrigued by this mystery, says, ravioli, ravioli, give me the formioli.
So, all right, Dane, that's the one that we're going to get started on that tomorrow, but that's the chant.
Oh, is that what they were submitting that for?
Maybe, I don't know.
That would be really tough to start. Is Dane going?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I get to be Dane? Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, dude, no. You can start our ravioli chain. Just go ravioli.
How come Dane is listening, but he's never in the chat room?
Pittsburgh stuff. Okay, so,
so how about it, dude? Who are you going there with?
Yeah, that would catch up.
JD.
Me?
Yeah.
Here's the twist. Silent Wanna Doom is Dane.
My cousin.
Your uncle?
My uncle and my cousin, yeah.
Oh, it's a family affair.
Well, if JD turns up to kick your ass, you'll be safe.
Are you?
I think I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna work.
Are you gonna make a sign?
Oh, I want to, but
you should make a sign. You should make a sign related to something about us. You should make like a Rusev potato sign.
No,
or something.
He says he's gonna do it, but then he's gonna get lazy, and then when we bring it up again, he's like, "Oh, I wasn't prepared to do it." So then he's gonna try to make the sign really quickly, but it's just gonna be a bunch of scribbles.
Oh, like you did, Drew, when you tried to do the Smart Cat Moment sign for the Sign Me Up initiative.
I've said I would do that like what?
Like three
every time
times.
Hey, I did take pictures for you. You just never asked for them, so.
Oh, fuck me, right? I didn't
ask for the pictures. So, yeah. I mean, me and Tony are excited. We are heading to the Royal Rumble, as you've heard alluded to a bunch of times throughout the show. It's my first pay-per-view event I've been to since WrestleMania 29. In fact, it's my first live wrestling event I've been to since WrestleMania 29. I love the Royal Rumble. It's my second Royal Rumble. I went to the one in 2008 in Madison Square Garden, which featured my number one Royal Rumble moment, if you listen to the Smack Talk we had this week where we all recounted our favorite Royal Rumble moments. Cheap plug.
Carlito's elimination.
What?
Yeah, I speak to random.
Yeah, that is happening this Sunday. Do we have anything else we want to talk about from tonight's show, though?
I got a couple of different notes of some interesting things.
We didn't really talk too much about the Raw reunion deal.
Yeah.
What do you mean? We talked about suck it, God, chops.
Yeah, Damian Sandow going crazy with that.
I think other people talked about it, but we didn't.
We had the little drummer boy and the taps trumpet dude.
That drumming bit, I fucking loved that. That was like the best part of the fucking night.
Oh, hey, just as we moved on, JD hung up.
Maybe he'll call back in. Maybe it'll be the third JD we'll call in this time, though.
What the fuck, guys?
You guys could tell, though. At least I could. I'm sure that you guys got pick up on it, too. Triple H was having a ball tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The way that they did that whole music segment, when they did that click segment in the back and he started laughing at the end of it. I mean, you could tell he was just... He had his buddies there. They were goofing off backstage, and then he comes out and, you know, he's cutting these promos that are like something that he clearly loves to do. Triple H is a promo guy. So that was one of the reasons why I liked tonight's show, because you could see that people were having fun. Scott Hall's all super fucking excited. Sean Waltman's just kind of like, I'm back and people don't hate me.
Damian Sandow's like, I get to be on TV.
Yeah, this is my crotch. I'm attacking it right now.
Fuck you, Crotch.
We had Lesnar doing his best Elvis impression with the whole baby.
Baby.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? That should not be coming out of your mouth, you fucking weirdo.
He said, I'm all shook up.
We had Paul Heyman do a line that I thought was really funny when he was trying to keep Lesnar at bay. And he's like, this guy's our meal ticket. He pays the bills. fun night. Lots of cool stuff. Good Ric Flair line. Not the first time I've gone an hour.
Yeah.
Good to see Ric Flair get knocked out too. That was fun.
Like, oh, can you get up and be knocked out again?
Okay, lots of good nostalgia tonight.
We even had somebody do one of our recurring jokes. Russo comes out, and R-Truth has a response of, you gonna find out.
You gonna find out.
Pop big for that one.
Yeah, but you know what the thing about that segment was? That R-Truth thought Rusev didn't want them hands, but then he really didn't want them hands.
No, he don't want them hands.
if he would have called him a potato, I would have fucking gone bonkers.
All right, so one specific segment that involves some legends that I think everyone's going to have an opinion on here is when the NWO was having their little reunion in the ring, Sean Waltman, Scott Hall, and Kevin Nash. And who should come out but the Ascension to say what had to have been the most scripted promo we've seen all fucking year. It was kind of painful how obvious it was that they were just reading some memorized line as woodenly as possible. Eventually, the Ascension starts getting pissed off, like they're going to attack the NWO. But who comes to their aid? But JBL stands up from the booth, says he made a phone call to a friend. Out comes Farouk, as well as the rest of the New Age followed up by the New Age Outlaws, who all of them just kind of gang up on the baddies and just beat them around and make them look like a bunch of jabronis. And I'm okay with this because there's a ton of them, but there's a lot of people out there who are just so butthurt about this. Like, oh, they buried them. No, all right. They had like 8 people in the ring there. They're going to have a match at Royal Rumble. It's booked now. The Ascension versus New Age Outlaws, which awesome to see the New Age Outlaws in a match again. The Ascension will win. At least they should win. Any thoughts from you guys on that?
I actually really liked the idea of this JBL's bitching and complaining on commentary actually leading up to something. A lot of people were hurt, but JBL was burying them on commentary, but there was an end game. As long as there's an end game, it's okay. So that was a lot of fun. I'm glad we're getting to see the New Age Outlaws back in the ring. And thank God Billy Gunn cut his hair.
Any other thoughts, guys?
Thumbs up.
At least there was an end game to this whole thing, because I think out of everyone, I was kind of shitting on JBL, shitting on them. So a double shit, if you may. So I will give them credit. At least it led to somewhere on like a lot of stuff that they do, and it at least has led somewhere. So props for props are due. It was good.
I'd rather see the APA versus the Ascension. I'm just saying. I'd rather watch my man Farouk because he's black, and JBL because he's a wrestling god, go at it with the Ascension, because you know I miss JBL in the ring, but
No one does. No one has ever meant that.
I do. I like JBL as a wrestler.
I like JBL. JBL was amazing back in the day. He carried them.
I loved his title run. A lot of people are down on that.
No,
I thought it was amazing.
No, he was a good character. But wrestling-wise,
I think he's pretty underrated as a wrestler. He had a lot of good psychology.
The Eddie Guerrero matches were fucking awesome. He had some
Eddie Guerrero is a guy who could get a good match out of anyone. That does not count.
He had a good match with Big Show.
He had a terrible match with Cena at a certain WrestleMania.
I thought that match was pretty good.
Cena was not proven by then, my bad. Even though they had a great match a couple months later.
I thought that match was fine at WrestleMania.
I did. I thought it was average. People said it's bad because it was a title match, but that wasn't the main focus.
No.
Batista and Triple H was.
Mm-hmm. So there, Drew.
I don't know. That's kind of what... No, that you cannot say that was the main focus. They ended up switching the titles a couple months later.
Triple H was in the main event, therefore Triple H is God, therefore that was the focus.
What do you mean? He just said earlier that JBL is a wrestling god, so technically, no, he's not.
Yeah, well, I think that you're the second JD.
I reckon Drew is the second JD as well.
I think Drew is behind it. Anytime there's a conspiracy going down, I'm pretty sure Drew is the one behind it.
Mm-hmm. No. All I'm saying is I will provide Tony... Let's work out my own. I have said I'd do it by now. I will do it.
The all-edible show.
Yes, indeed. Oh, there's one other thing I think we should talk about tonight. The New Day actually getting like a real entrance tonight, where each one of them had a mic. They all did some back and forth banter with the audience. They talked about how like they have to stay positive or else the rage comes out. And man, could they be pouring on any thicker that they're going to have a heel turn?
Ooh, they.
And then you're going to be painting Visor Black.
I thought their intention when they had them debut was, okay, so they're going to be baby faces. I think the only reason they're turning them heel is because of how bad they've got out, like, they've come across. No one's into it. It's like, not they're not getting, like, people enthusiastically saying New Day. It's like, New Day.
Any other thoughts, guys? We really have nothing to say about this New Day thing going down?
New Day. Step up. Giving them the mic, but it's not going to fix all the problems. The heel turn could be cool, but you know what? Heel turn's not going to do them many favors if they do it too quick. You know, if we find ourselves having a heel New Day by Fastlane, they're still not going to catch on, even as heels.
Chaotic says New Day, same shit.
It's very so good. Sad, too bad.
So sorry.
They're not as good as Happy Days, that's all I'm saying.
Happy Days?
Ferris419 saying the New Day debuts on Black Friday and gets their first big Raw push on Martin Luther King Day. Vince is doing this on purpose.
My God, that damn.
Huh.
Oh, the biggest push of their lives is going to be next month because it's Black History Month.
And also, that just makes me remember, like, New Day has been around since the end of November. And what the fuck have they done?
You know, they had that one match with those one people.
They danced.
They gave their life they had a fresh really good match on Main Event a while ago.
What was that versus them for? They were skinning and grinning?
Well, no. I think you're forgetting. Big E carries a handkerchief around because he sweats a lot. So that's why he has it with him everywhere he goes.
That is indeed why he does that.
So, yeah, this segment's an abortion.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on there before we do the good, bad, and ugly, guys?
The Divas had a match.
They sure did.
Was naturally bad.
All right. Well, let's head to the good, bad, and the ugly, folks. It's the good, bad, and the ugly, where we run down what we thought the best part of the show was, the worst part of the show, and what the god-awful, most embarrassing piece of shit part of the show was. Let's see what the panelists think. Drew, what's the good, bad, and ugly for this week?
My good is going to be Damian Mizdow's crotch chops.
You would like that.
Yeah, I think everyone loved that, Sean. You know what he's saying. If I had to pick one, it'd have to be the big red retard Kane. Then my ugly is going to be the big slow, because the big slow is pretty fucking terrible with everything. So, yeah.
Harsh.
All right, now, Sean, you got a good, bad, and ugly?
The good, JBL's clothesline from hell. The bad, all the old fogies coming out of the storage lockers. The ugly, Ric Flair being drunk.
Wago, good, bad, and ugly.
So, for my good, it goes to the drum roll, please. That segment was fucking awesome. That was the funniest shit I've seen tonight, so I'm all up for that. The bad is... there's a few things that could be that I can put in the bad category, and I'll just say it's... Did I tell you to stop? You're fired. I love this. What was I saying again?
You're bad.
Oh, okay. My bad, that has to just go to promos running too long. And for the ugly, it goes to Lesnar's baby. Oh.
I think the second JD's fake. Dude.
All right, Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
Do we have drum roll cow now? Is that what my good is going to go to both of the different click segments. Yeah, I guess you could say the click segment and then the NWO one. Both of them were awesome for multiple different reasons. Bad, I'm going to go with the R-Truth versus Rusev match outside of the You Go and Find Out because that was amazing. And the ugly, this is a little bit of a bitter down note kind of a thing, whatever, but I hate it when WWE takes a holiday that has nothing to do with WWE and they just try to throw it out there and get some kind of like a pop out of it or something. You show us Condoleezza Rice and Rosa Parks and Jesse Owens and these people that have legitimate reasons to be celebrated for, you know, like the concept of Martin Luther King Jr. and all the same kind of ideas and all that. The fuck did they do with WWE? I don't see the connection between that. I get supporting it, but there's a difference to me when it comes to like it's Veterans Day and we're going to have like a segment come out with like Sergeant Slaughter, or it's Martin Luther King Day and let's just throw that out there at the beginning of the show and be like, here's some black people that did a lot of stuff. Now let's go into Raw. It's unnecessary and it's just you're patting yourself on the back and all that. I think that that's ridiculous. So,
White's win! Big one's up, everybody! White's won again!
I couldn't sum it up better with that if I tried.
All right, well, my good, I am also going to give to anything that involved the members of the clique, the Miz and Miz now coming in there, Miz like geeking out over them being there and trying to give them the wolf pack little bump there, and each one of them refusing, except for Kevin Nash, who like went to do it and then like did the hair stroke thing. That was excellent. The bad, I'm going to have to actually give to that Bray Wyatt Daniel Bryan match. Daniel Bryan's first match on Raw, it was boring because it was Bray Wyatt. You have Corporate Kane come out and interfere, and in the end, Daniel Bryan doesn't even get the victory. Bray Wyatt's been winning too damn much lately, and it's pissing me off. And the ugly, I'm gonna have to give to this whole mess involving JD. What is going on, huh? How is someone gonna come on here and try to act like JD? That is so obnoxious.
Just to clarify, the two suspects are Drew White and Silent Wind of Doom, correct?
Yeah, but yep. Drew did say he's launching an investigation on this, although since he's one of the suspects, I don't know if we can trust his analysis.
That's a good point. This might all be an elaborate plot.
You know, it's really hard to do two voices at once.
Well, you was pretty quiet through JD's phone call.
No, I think everyone was muted. I was actually not muted the entire time, and I talked at some point.
See, if you were not muted the entire time,
I am not dealing with this.
Wait, so you were not muted?
I was
I think all the evidence I need.
You set yourself up here. I think it's you.
I was not muted.
You're not a good liar.
Do you have a cell phone from the Pittsburgh area, Drew?
I might be able to get in contact with someone who does.
Silent Wind of Doom giving us his good, bad, and ugly. He says, the good is Brock's F5 Big Show looked freaking impressive. Bad, Big Show didn't mention he won that championship from Hogan via way of the Yeti or the Yeti Station 4. Ugly, Josh and Steve losing all that build-up steam by jobbing to the old folks.
I keep forgetting that we gave them generic names.
It took me a second. I'm like, Josh and Steve? Wait, what?
Bill and Doug? You know.
Yeah.
Tom and Fred.
Yeah, Frank and Tim.
Yeah. Makes no sense because there's nothing like average guy about them. One of them's got like only hair on his fucking pecs.
Yeah, I don't know how we came to that analysis, but I'm okay with it.
All right, guys, I guess we can start wrapping things up here. Any plugs we got to put out there, it's the time for the host to tell you about them. So, Sean, you got it?
Can you come back to me? I got to figure all this shit out.
Okay, Drew.
I wasn't prepared.
Well, happy Pope Gaming Productions. You can find that on the YouTubes. Follow me at Shaughnessy2K37. It's that because someone took the one I actually wanted. You know, at Drusive White, you know, hashtag the Drew Crew. This episode was hashtag Drew White Verified. And Sean, don't worry, I just did your fucking plugs for you.
Wait. Was that an imposter, Sean?
Oh.
Oh, you so, told everybody.
Yeah. He could be doing Wago or Tony next. What the fuck?
Yeah, Drew, what the fuck, man? Now you're just suspect number one.
Hang on, has he still got the password? Because he might host the show next week, being Mike Payton.
Oh, no. We can't fucking trust him.
After you know, Friday Night Tykes is on right now. I forgot to turn my TV off.
After that, you should turn that off. You like fucking Tykes, apparently.
After that, he might try to be Silent Wind of Droom.
Oh, shit.
All right, Wago.
All right, for all your MMA needs, go to udmma.com, facebook.com/udmma, and twitter.com/udmma. Also, check out Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio. It's a monthly podcast. For more info on that, you can go to facebook.com/addictedanimefans. Also, check out Wago Ranch. You can find that on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and youtube.com/StephenWago.
All right, Sean, you got anything else you wanted to throw out there?
Yeah, I've figured it out now.
Okay.
I figured it out. I'm half asleep, so yeah. I got a new video up on the old YouTube. It's been 2 months. Thought I'd post one up, which is youtube.com/ShaughnessyNineteen89. Twitter is twitter.com/HappyPopeGaming. Facebook is facebook.com/HappyPopeGamingProductions. Hope to see you all there, and peace out.
All right. Tony, wrap it out.
All right, guys, smarkoutmoment.com is obviously where you should check a lot of the wrestling-related stuff that we do and the podcast Smack Talk you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, and youtube.com/smarkoutmoment. Check out Bleacher Report, eWrestling News, fanboysanonymous.com, and special note, the All Talk Show is finally going to debut tomorrow night, 10 p.m., megapowersradio.com. You guys should join us and have a ball with whatever the fuck we're going to do. We have no idea of what we're going to talk about because the whole point of the All Talk Show is anything goes and everything is up for discussion. So in the meantime, you guys can go to the Facebook account, facebook.com/alltalkshow. You can follow the Twitter account, The All Talk Show. And already just hit the subscribe button on YouTube at youtube.com/alltalkshow. We're going to be up on iTunes and Stitcher and everything else like that running. But before all that goes up, you guys will be able to listen and call in live tomorrow night. So mark your calendars, 10 p.m., megapowersradio.com.
On to your butt.
Hold on to them. Something's going to happen to them.
We'll find out.
Going to get the butt boys on you.
Yeah, you're going to find out.
All right, folks, if you enjoyed this raucousy edition of the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com, you should be joining us every single Monday night following the conclusion of Raw. Whenever it goes off the air on USA, tune to MegaPowersRadio.com, and you will join us for the most interactive post-Raw experience available, where you get to hear all our colorful characters here, as well as your own voice can be heard via phone lines, via chat room, via Twitter, lots of ways to get yourself involved. However, if you cannot join us here for the live edition, which is the number one way to do it, we make the show available in archive form in lots of ways, so you can listen to it on demand while you're in the office, while you're driving, wherever the heck you want to do it. You can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, on YouTube, and you can find the links to all these and lots of other cool wrestling content, smarkoutmoment.com. And hey, if you're listening to us on those means, why don't you do us a favor and support us by leaving some positive feedback on iTunes or Stitcher. All you gotta do, go there, click on the little five stars, type in something nice about us to let people know how awesome you think the show is, and that'll help some other people find us and help spread more people into the show and make this even more fun as the most interactive post-Raw experience out there. And until next week, folks, for Steven Huego, for Tony Mango, for Drew White, for Sean Walker, for JD, for not JD, for Silent Wind of Doom, and for that guy who said the show was all right, we'll see you next week here on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio.
Yeah, that guy.